Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell. This is Jada, my wife.
Good morning, everybody. This is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it.
Way to go, baby. Way to pick it up. Way to nail that slogan. I'm telling you right now, it's branded in that girl. Man, we got on top of it right here. Hey, we're so glad to be with you. It's a new week. And I was excited last week talking about our topic, which
anointed
was
for life.
Anointed for life.
Talking about the anointing.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody as believers have the anointing. So many people think that.
Have an anointing. Yes.
Have an anointing. Yeah. Have an anointing. And a lot of people believe that anointing is just for fivefold ministry. People that are preaching, teaching, those kind of things. But everyone has an anointing.
Mm.
It comes with the Holy Ghost.
Right. And our founding scripture was found in Isaiah. And by the way, this week we're just going to continue on that subject.
Right.
But Isaiah 61, and it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Now, this is a very significant scripture because it's a messianic prophecy of the Messiah. Jesus is that Messiah. And this was fulfilled, and we're going to look at that, in Luke chapter 4. All right, look at verse number 18. And notice what he says right here. Now, I like reading the verses in front of that. Do you have the whole thing there?
I can have it up.
No, I thought it might have. Okay. No, all right. No. Let me, I got it right here. I've already got it.
Okay.
So I'll read it. "So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.' Then he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, sat down. The eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.' So all bore witness to him and marveled at his gracious words, which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, 'Is this not Joseph's son?'" So a very crucial moment. Jesus knows who he is. And on this day, this was the reading in the synagogue. Mm-hmm. Jews have a reading for every day. And this was the reading. They handed the book. Jesus didn't go find it, look it up. No. It was ordained by God. You see, Jesus was the Son of God, and he still is the Son of God. And he was a man, and now he's at the right hand of the Father. He lived as a man. He died in his body, but now he's alive in the Spirit. And listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, he was as much the Son of God when he was a child as he was when he was adult, when this took place at age 30. The difference is that he laid aside all of his deity and glory. Philippians chapter 2, we may have, I think the Amplified
there
version.
It is. Yeah, the Amplified makes it really clear. It
says, "Let this attitude and purpose," do you have it right there?
Well, that's not the end.
"Let this attitude and purpose,"
oh, this is the best,
"and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility, but stripped himself of all privilege." He was equal with God, but he stripped himself. See, he was in the beginning. You know, the Word was with God. The Word was God. That was all in the beginning. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And then you read verse 10, or 12 rather, and it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But it says that he stripped himself of privileges and rightful dignity so he could assume the paws of a servant, or the guise of a servant, that he might become like men, and was born a human being. You right. See, when Jesus did all this, and when he found himself that day, he reads that scripture and he tells him, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. This is significant to us, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it significant? Because if Jesus had done everything he did as a child, Jada, as he did, if he did it as the Son of God, not laying aside his privileges and his glory, his deity, then we would not have been able to do what he did.
That's right. And, you know, he couldn't be a model for us.
That's right.
If he had been the Son of God doing these things as the Son of God. So when he gave all that up, he became a man. It says here in the message, it was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life. And that's what we have to realize, is that he is the model for us. And he couldn't have been the model if he had been living on this earth as the Son of God. But he came down as man.
That's right.
To be anointed, to basically work in the ministry with the anointing and show us how it's done.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. We're going to show you from the scripture now that what we've been talking about all last week is exciting, and it's for every believer. And this week, we're going to get to show you how it works.
Right.
In fact, let's go, if we could, please. Now, before we do this, you look up John 14, look at verse 12.
Okay.
And I am going to give you a reference. Jesus did his first miracle at the wedding in Cana. All right. He didn't do any miracles prior to that. Verse one was after he came out of the River Jordan. And then the Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, here's what Jesus said about everything he did. Go for it, Jada.
It says here in John 14, 12, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And then it says in the next scripture, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
All right. So notice what he said. The works that I do. What were the works that Jesus did? Well, Matthew 4:23 says he taught, he preached, and he healed. Mm-hmm. Acts 10:38 said God anointed Jesus, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All right. And there are several other places where it says the works of Jesus are teaching, preaching, and healing. And he said, whatever he did, we can do, because we are anointed. Now, this is a significant scripture. Notice, we can do what he did and greater, because we too are anointed by God to do the same thing.
Right.
This is a significant piece of scripture that most people don't pay attention to. The religious crowd, the people who've been religiously brainwashed, say that he did them because he was the Son of God. But it's not true.
No.
Because if he had done them as he was when he was the Son of God, why didn't he heal anybody when he was eight?
It would just make Philippians 2:5-8 a lie. I mean, it is right. Very clear that he puts away the privileges of deity. It says it clear in black and white that he is walking as a man. And because of that, with the anointing, he is doing it not as the Son of God, but as a man. And because of that, we can do that as well. And we're going to show too how he transfers that authority from himself to us.
Right. Now, you've got a scripture there that's significant to us in John chapter 2. This right. is where Jesus did
first miracle. John 2:11. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. But that's in John 2.
See, Jesus didn't, now this is important to you. Jesus did not place his works or ministry in a class by themselves. He did not do that. See, this is why this is important. And this hasn't been properly taught. He said, whatever I'm doing, you're going to be able to do, because you are my disciples. Now, here's what's interesting. His disciples didn't really do any of this until after they were born again and the Spirit of God came to rest on them, and they were filled with the Spirit in Acts chapter 2. We're going to look at that
right.
in just a couple of minutes. Then they go to the gate, beautiful. And what does Peter and John do? They raise up the man, the lame man.
Right.
Miracles begin to happen because they are anointed by the Spirit of God. Now, I want to look at John. Let's see, where are you at right there? You got anything?
That was John 2:11.
What is
this?
We
want to talk about how the anointing is increased.
Okay, what does it say?
You can prepare yourself for the anointing and cause it to increase through study and prayer.
All right.
And it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is our responsibility, and we say this over and over again, it is our responsibility to grow in our knowledge, to pray, to spend time with him, to allow him to give us revelation on the word. And it says here to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. So to increase the anointing, let's talk a little more about how we have the anointing.
Yeah.
If Jesus has it, then how do we now have it? Yeah. It says that we can do the same work.
Let's look at 1 John 2:20.
Okay.
1 John 2:20. Listen to what 1 John 2:20 says. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
Mm.
Now notice that. You have an anointing. Then in 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received. Now, excuse me, he's talking to believers. He's talking to children of God. And he says, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you.
That's right.
So we're going to stop right here because we've probably gone long enough.
And we've got
and we're
really going to
pick this up.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the anointing in you. All right. So let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the people, Lord, that they have the anointing. They're getting understanding. With all their understanding, they're having wisdom so they can cooperate with the anointing in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it.
Yes.
Make sure that you click your like, share, or follow button right down there so that family and friends can get connected to Mike Campbell Ministries, to PM in the AM. We have podcasts all over the place. And make sure that you subscribe now on YouTube so that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
All right. Well, be sure and join us again tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of PM in the AM. God bless, everybody.
God bless.